Thank you, Bob, and good morning. Well, they say you learn more from your failures than your successes. We'll see if that statement applies to Cambridge-based Aveo Oncology after an FDA advisory panel voted against its experimental kidney cancer drug. Shares of Aveo fell by nearly 50% following the setback. The drug is Aveo's first shot at commercial success after more than a decade of R&D. The company was founded back in 2002 and went public in 2010. In other innovation news, Cambridge-based Atlas Venture has raised a new $265 million fund after several years of reinventing itself as a leaner firm. The news comes amid a contraction in the VC industry, though Boston-area firms Spark Capital, Third Rock Ventures, and Battery Ventures have all raised new funds this year. Our deal of the week is a $200 million R&D commitment from pharma giant Celgene to Watertown-based Forma Therapeutics, which is working on drugs for cancer and neurological diseases. Celgene has partnerships with a number of other Boston-area biotechs, including Agios Pharmaceuticals and Epizyme. And finally, who says clean tech is dead? Battery maker A123 Systems, which filed for bankruptcy last fall, has launched a new incubator for energy storage startups. Its goal, apparently, is to seed new ventures that might succeed where A123 could not. From the Xconomy Newsroom in Kendall Square, this is Greg Wong for WGBH, Boston Public Radio.